Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 24:2. If you would put off all worry, assume that what you fear may happen will certainly happen in any event. Whatever the trouble may be, measure it in your mind and estimate the amount of your fear. You will thus understand that what you fear is either insignificant or short-lived. Here Seneca is describing a classic Stoic meditation exercise, sometimes referred to as premeditatio malorum, Latin for thinking ahead about bad stuff happening. It consists of visualizing the worst possible outcome of a given situation, reflecting on just how bad it would actually be. Let's say you're up for a job interview. The worst outcome, presumably, is that you make a fool of yourself and don't get the job. That's bad, most people would think. But how bad, really? There will be other jobs and other interviews. And presumably, you will have learned something from the experience, which will allow you to be better prepared in the future. Moreover, chances are that the worst possible scenario will not, in fact, take place. You may still not get the job, but you're unlikely to truly make a fool of yourself, since presumably you have prepared for the interview and you know what you're doing. There is empirical evidence from research in modern cognitive behavioral therapy that engaging in something like a premeditatio malorum is in fact helpful, for the reasons Seneca maintains. It lessens our fears, and it prepares our mind to better deal with the situation. Still, don't engage right away in really hard premeditatio, like, for instance, thinking about your own death. That's a hard one. Better left for when you have become comfortable with the technique. So today, try out Seneca's exercise. Take a few minutes in a quiet moment, close your eyes, and imagine something mildly bad happening, like your favorite mug falling to the floor and breaking. Play the scene slowly in your head several times, and monitor your reactions. Do it until you get used to the idea that indeed the mug may break, and that if it does, you can cope with it. Then get up, pick up the mug, and pour yourself a good cup of coffee. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.